Thunder Bay, the Mary J. L. Black Library held the first of its seniors' coffee chats on Thursday. The event offered seniors the chance to finger knit, do puzzles, read books, and color. It also allowed seniors to chat about what they wanted to do, how they could be assisted, and provide them with information. The Thunder Bay Public Library and age-friendly Thunder Bay will continue to hold these coffee chats monthly, every second Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Mary J. L. Black and on the fourth Thursday at the Waverly from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thunder Bay Public Library and Age Friendly have created a fun and exciting partnership, said Jana O'Flaherty, a library technician in charge of adult and senior programming and services. We've identified a need in the community for seniors to have a place where they are comfortable coming in, low barrier, no cost, and where they're free to socialize. So that's really the goal. As it was their kickoff day, O'Flaherty said they're very much learning as they go. The participants today have been really gracious about offering some suggestions and telling us what they need and what they'd like to see, so it can only get better from here, said O'Flaherty. From all the folks that she has spoken to, she added that it's been really positive. They've come in with an open mind, curious, and eager to see what it's about. And of course, I do my library spiel out there and hit up all the folks coming in with their books and say, hey, do you know what else we have? Said O'Flaherty. So, it's a good partnership. There are a lot of library services, and then there are a lot of community services that we can provide information about together. Donna Nagy, the age-friendly Thunder Bay chair, said the main goal for age-friendly Thunder Bay is also to reach out to seniors, especially those who are isolated. Those ones that lost their spouse, don't drive, don't use the computer, and are alone in their home. Those isolated people are the ones we're looking for to help or give them some guidance, and this idea here is just to listen to what's top of mind for seniors. What would they like to see here? Said Nagy. While there were a number of seniors who wanted to volunteer for them, Nagy said it's actually the other way around. We want to help them, but they want to help us, so it's fine. They've given us a few little tips on how we can do this better, so it's a work in progress, and like Jana said, this is the kickoff. This is the first one, and I'm really pleased at how well this has gone so far, said Nagy. She said they will keep doing the coffee chat for a number of months and see how it goes. It'll tell us whether or not we're doing a good job. The number of people and number of suggestions and our feedback will tell us whether or not we're going to continue. So far, it's going to be right through until September, and then we'll just keep everybody posted. If people are looking for more information, O'Flaherty said the program is listed on their website in their events and in their newsletter. Sometimes it's easier for folks to call the library and just ask, and any of our staff can help offer guidance. And they can also reach out to Age Friendly for information on the schedule as well, said O'Flaherty. Age Friendly can be contacted about what is going on by phone, email, text, newsletter, and by looking at their website.